Okay, top of the page. Daf Zayin Omud Aleph. Pigel b'koymetz b'lo b'lovoyna 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 Rabbi Meir Omer Pigel v'chayavin alav charis v'chachon Omer ein boy charis ad shifagah b'cholamatim. What does all of that mean? It means as follows. When you bring a regular minchas nedava, that's not a sin offering. In addition to burning on the mizbeach the kenitza, you also burn on the mizbeach the levoina. Okay, levoina is added. Okay, when you burn on the mizbeach the kenitza, you also burn on the mizbeach the levoina. With every minchas nedava, you have to add to the mincha levoina. I think when you do the kemitza, I don't remember exactly. You do the kemitza, you put the levoina on top, and you do the kemitza, and then you have to remove all of the levoina from on top of the mincha, and pick every little particle of levoina and put it on the kemitza. Tedious process.
What does it come in? The salt shaker?
I don't know. I really don't know. When you bring the mincha, you have the flour. You bake it. Whatever you do, you prepare it. When you do the kemitza, if I'm not mistaken, the levoina is put on top.
Before you do the kemitza.
Before you do. So you do the kemitza, you're going to memele chap part of the levoina with the kemitza.
How much levoina you have to put in?
I don't know. There's a shear. I don't know what the shear is. After you do the kemitza, you have to go back and take out from the kli every mash of levoina.
I'm saying, imagine that you put it in the salt shaker as you take it onto a cooked thing, right? You take something that's cooked. You're adding levoina.
Right. So let's see what it says.
If levoina was a solid thing, then you could just remove it. But if levoina is like a sprinkling of...
No, levoina are pieces. No?
It's
not diced.
Frankincense. No, right. It's pieces.
Like besamen. I can imagine
it's
like
pieces,
besamen. Cloves.
It's pieces. Here, let's see. Give me one second.
So you can. I mean, you sprinkle the levoina on it and then you remove it?
Yes. Let's see exactly what's over here. Okay,
so it's
see.
Pieces, so it's a little easier. That's a little,
let's see.
It's hard, but...
Okay. Mishamincha.
It's not mixed into the mincha. It is, in fact, inedible.
I know that. But you burn with the kemitz. That's why you do not eat it. The levoina is not eaten. The levoina is put on the mizbeach.
So the amount of levoina required is a kemitz.
Yeah.
The amount that fits into the middle.
A kaimitz, okay. Okay. It's a kaimitz,
so
yeah.
If you're doing a kaimitz, it is impossible for you to take out a kaimitz of levoina and a kaimitz.
Right, so when do you put the kaimitz? You only put the kaimitz on the kaimitz afterwards? It's going to be equal to the amount. It's going here. Let me read it as well. Okay, it says over here the shir hashamen. Okay, the shamen. Okay, give me 1 second. Matan levoina. Minchas ha'boyis and levoina. Okay, here, right here, Mosh. One little teeny paragraph. No, you don't have it. I'm reading immediately the levoina.
Right.
The minachas, which ha'boyis and levoina. Now, that only includes a mincha that's not a choite. Anyone who brings the mincha because they've done an avera, you do not have levoina. Because we do not want the mincha of a choite to be mochudar. We don't want it to be beautiful. So therefore, anyone who has done an avera does not bring levoina. Only bring levoina if you bring minchas nedava. Noisnim aleim koimetz levoina la'achar belilas hashemen v'yitzikasa. Like I told you, after you go and you pour the oil, you mix it, you have flour and you have oil. You mix it together. Right? You have flour and you have the sort of flour is a revi'a sahin of shemen. A quarter of a hin of shemen you pour upon the mincha. And you mix it together thoroughly.
This is
the mincha of Sirlas. This is the mincha of the original baking. Let's discuss the simplest case. The same halacha applies to the other case as well. But let's discuss now, for the sake of simplicity, the case where you're not going to be baking. You bring a mincha Sirlas.
Okay.
What's mincha Sirlas? No baking.
Okay.
No baking. You just take flour, raw flour, and oil. You mix it together, period. It's all you got to do. You take flour, and one isorin of flour, and a revi'is hahin. A quarter of a hin, which is the smallest amount, and you mix the oil with the flour together. Now here, the halavoyna, meaning you don't have this, the halavoyna ena misarevis hashemen v'asolus hashemen. The levoyna is not. You do not mix the levoyna with the shemen and the solus. What do you do? Ella, but munachas bifnei atzma besoich kli hamincha. The kmitza of levoina is put on top of the utensil. I mean, on top of the flour.
Before he does the kmitza.
Before the kmitza. The ei noistim bimincha achas yoisem ikoimetz levoina. You never ever bring more than one kmitza levoina. It's a standard size. Even if you bring a very, very large mincha. If you bring a massively large mincha, and you're going to bring the very large mincha, it doesn't make a difference. It's one size fits all. The amount of levon you bring for mincha is always going to be exactly the same thing, no matter what size mincha. A kmitza, koimetz.
Of levoina?
Of levoina.
A measurement,
whatever it is.
Into the same
in your fingers, a small amount, whatever
it
is.
Put it on the flour?
On top,
then,
after.
Then you do the kmitza.
Then, let's see. Now, what's the procedure? Then it says over here, "Call hamenachos." Okay, call hamenachos. Shenafos. Koydim kmitza to cease. Now, then he talking. One second over here. Okay, let's go. Now, I'm going to skip ahead. Okay, I'm going to skip ahead. The kmitza. Here's the kmitza. He does the kmitza. Hakoyin mesal. Oh, so here it is. Very good. Hakoyin mesalek es halavoyna shabesuch kli amincha letzad echod. Okay, so here's the procedure. I'm preparing. We're dealing with the simplest mincha of a medava. Soilus. Isoroin soilus. A revi'is hahin of shemen. You pour the shemen into the utensil. You thoroughly mix it. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed to look at kila. You then take the kmitza.
So it comes like a paste.
Exactly, a paste. You then take the levoina. And you have to sanctify it. How do you sanctify the levoina for your mincha? You have to put the levoina on the very top. Icing on the cake. You put the levoina on top of the mincha. Good?
Right.
Then it's sanctified.
You're figuring the levoina is a measurement of something that has pieces. It's pieces of something.
Whatever it is. I have no idea. Maybe it's powder. I don't know. I really don't know what it is. Whatever it is, it is.
Well, it's powder, and then you have to remove it.
If it's powder, it's impossible.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. You're right.
Pieces.
Whatever it is. You take the levoina, and you put the levoina on top of this flour and oil. You then present it to the kohen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the kohen, what he does is, here's the trick. He's not allowed to do the kmitza through the levoina. He does not remove it.
It says here,
the doichek es side etz beois yad yiminoi. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Hakoy mesalek es alavoina shebesoich hakli amincha litzad echod besoich hakli. He doesn't remove it. Before he does the kmitza, the utensil, I guess that he's using the kmitza, is wide enough that he can push the levoina to the side. Before he puts his hand into the utensil to take a
with
kmitza,
his hand, he's able to...
Right, he's supposed to take his hand and move it to the side.
It's difficult because it gets sticky.
Yeah.
It gets stuck into the...
Yeah. Obviously, there's a lot that's going on that we don't know what's going on, but that's the basic insight. The guy took the flour and the oil, he mixed it together, he puts on it levoina, he presents it to the kohen. The kohen, now, what does he have to do with kmitza? You can't do a kmitza through the levoina, but it's in the way. So what does he do with the kohen? He pushes it to the side. He pushes it aside. So now, in front of him, I said, don't take it out. Don't take it out of the kli. It's wide enough that you can push it aside. So now it's safe. You can just slice. He then puts his, the v'doichek, then it says over here, is that, v'doichek, es sidei etzba'ois yad yeminoi l'ser chasoyles. He pushes his fingers down. Then he takes, and he bends only three fingers.
While it's buried inside.
V'doich et sidi esbos yad yiminoi l'sech ha-sels b'mokam, the place, sh'loi shamla meruba. Even though we mix it together, I guess it says over here there's a lot of oil. I don't know why there's a lot of oil. He mixed together. K'loi mar m'mokam sh'loi sos b'lu yofa b'shemen, right, fine. Ach nechneses kol kaf yodoi l'secha. Until his entire hand is buried underneath the flour.
And then
the makapala sholosh etzba'osav emtzis. That's why this finger is called the kmitza finger. Why is this thing called the kmitza finger? Because that's where the kmitza starts from. You don't bend the zeres. This is called the zeres.
First you start bending this and then you go up?
I don't know. No, it doesn't do together, it seems. It's do together. But the point over here is that it does not include this finger. That's why. This is called the zeres.
Why is this not called the kmitza?
Because the bottom. from the bottom. That's what the bottom. We have to go from one side, the bottom.
Okay.
He does the kemitza, okay, and then actually called okay.
Then he removes his hand.
Upoishton al kaf yaday the achach hoifich al gab yaday lamata. Then what he does, he turns his hand. While he's inside,
nee.
After he bends the three fingers,
yeah.
He turns his hand in the flower like that.
Nee.
Okay, his hoifich is gav yadai lamata. The back of his hand is lamata.
Yeah.
And if you do that, it's lamata. So now the three fingers are upwards.
Yeah.
Why does he do that? So nothing should fall out. If he would go and take a slice, three fingers, like this, and go up, it's inevitable that something in the bottom is going to fall out.
Yeah.
So we don't want it to fall out. So instead it was after his hand is completely submerged, can't even see underneath the flower, and he bends with three fingers. He turns his hand like this. The mm-hmm. Nor then he comes up, okay, and then and then once he gets up, what does he do? This finger he wipes with this finger, and he wipes with this finger.
A little difficult, okay, yeah.
Okay, and now all you got left is the most difficult of all is the Beis HaMikdash. This was the second most, or equal to the Yom HaKippurim. So now you have inside, you have flour, inside these three fingers, your hand is like this, you've wiped away this finger, you wipe away with this finger, you have these three fingers left, and now what does he do next? And now this is what I gave you the easy example, okay, we're not going to discuss the case when you go and you bake it, the marcheshes, the machavas, the rekikin, that's more complicated because those cases, it's hard. It's hard.
When
harder.
You do the kmita,
because you're dealing with something which is very hard. So let's not go there now. Okay, it says it's very difficult. V'zohi me'avoidois ha'koshoi shebemigdash, like you said. V'yeshakos ha'shalomas, because it's like Gemara, kmita hi b'chol etzvayis v'loi. Now, then he brings another opinion that says that you do the kmita, it's not with three fingers,
yeah,
five fingers. Okay, he brings another opinion. Now, what do we do next? Now, here's the next part over here. Likut halavoyna. Okay?
I didn't even know you still. Okay.
Likut halavoyna. La'achar ha'kemitza melakedes.
Okay, so now. The same coin?
The same coin,
what
of course.
What does he do with one hand, or what does he do
no,
with this?
No, he takes this. Oh, so what does he do with this? He then, okay, I skipped. He puts this into a klishores.
And before putting it on the
No, it doesn't say that yet. Kemitza mekli shalgali karka. What's over here? Man mekli. Okay.
He puts into a kli.
Man mekli. Achar kemitza. Noistim es akoymeitz bechli shores. Right. So I have here my fingers. I have another empty klisharis, and I deposit it there. Unesina zohi kineged kabbalas hadam bezvach. That's Kabbalah.
Right.
Nesina bechli is Kabbalah. The kmit is the shchita, and that's a Kabbalah. The ein akoymitz miskadesh lechatzoyin elaz rak kishakuloi bechli echad. If I go and I put half the kmit in one utensil, and another half in another utensil, it's no good. Fine. Alan chilka. Okay, that's a side point. Now let's go back. That's what the levoina. That's what we want now. Levoina liachar hakamitza, which I'm assuming it means. I'm assuming it means that. Let me just read this over here. Liachar hakamitza. I'm assuming that this means, because I'm going backwards over here. After you take the kamitza and you put the kamitza into the klisharis, before you took the klisharis to burn on the mizbeach. Before you do anything more, you go back. Liachar hakemitza melaked es kol halavoyin. That's very hard. Every little particle of levoyin, you got to go back into the utensil, pick them out, little teeny pieces. Mitoich kli hamincha. Period. Then he quotes a yesh mir harishonim shakosav shemelaktim oisol liachar haktoras hakemitz. First, burn the kemitza. Then come back for the levoina. Okay, the machlok is when you do it. And you burn the levoina.
You matter the levoina as well.
That's our Gemara. The yesha kosaf ah shemnoistimosa b'soicha kli shebo nitina koymeitz umaktidim oisom yachar. Okay? So many opinions. I never knew any of this. So many opinions.
So far, two opinions you've just learned.
Many opinions. I've exactly the whole procedure. When exactly you do it. When exactly, there's one machlekes, when do you do it? When are you malake the levoina? Are you malake the levoina before the haktar of the kemitza?
Yeah.
Or are you malake the levoina after the haktar of the kemitza? Even if you malake the levoina before the haktar of the kemitza, do you burn the levoina on the mizbeach in the same kli as the kemitza, or do you burn on a different kli?
You mean put the
when you go back and you collect the levoina,
put the levoina in a different kli.
Is it a different kli or is it in the same kli? Do you burn it together or not? Okay, so these are all because these are the basic yidina. The reason why the levoina is so critical now is because now we're gonna have a whole new whole new finish. Here's what here is. But I'll tell you outside the gemara, we're going to very quickly is. Now we're discussing pigel. After you burn the kemitza and you burn the levoina, what's next? What's next? What happens next?
Yeah.
I have the kemitza and the levoina. What do you do with it? I bring it to the mizbeach and I put on the mizbeach. I burn on the fire of the mizbeach. What's next? What's next? The kohen returns back to the flour and oil and he eats it.
Yeah.
That was done before. Let's assume that was done before. We're not dealing with that. That was done before. So now...
He eats what?
He eats the leftovers.
The leftovers, not the part that he was...
No, of course not.
So he can make a bread out of it.
Whatever he wants. Lamashcha. Whatever he wants. Now that he burned on the Mizbeach, the Kemitza,
right,
and the Levoina, he goes back, he has a whole bowl of flour mixed with oil, all the leftovers. The Shirayim, the leftovers.
Yeah.
And what does he do with it? He eats it. However he wants. Now, what would have happened if, when he did the Kemitza, he had a Kavana... I'm going to eat the shirayim tomorrow. Chutz l'zman. So what would happen? There'll be a chalois on the shirayim that it's pigel.
Yeah.
And if he were to eat it, it's like chalef. If he were to eat the chalef, of course, it's a pigel. Correct?
Yeah.
If when he did the ma'isa kemitz, then the kemitz, there's no levoina. Before you do the kemitz, what do we learn?
Pushes the
levoina to the side. Right, everyone agrees that the Yisrael, he presents the Kohen with a kli, which has in it soilus and shemen, and on top there is a sprinkling of a kemitza's worth of levoina. Right, what does the Kohen do? You push to the side the levoina, and then you do a kemitza. When he does the ma'isa kemitza, if he has a machshava, tomorrow I'm going to eat the shirayim. Yeah? Right? What's going to happen? If when he does his then the shirayim is going to be the pigel on the shirayim. Good?
The shirayim is what's left in, not the haktara part.
Not the haktara part.
Like whatever's left over, which he's going to eat, the coin is eventually going to eat. If he has a mind, I'm going to eat it.
One example, there are many things you can have kavanah, but let's make one a simple example. Simplest example. I'm doing the ba'isa kemitza with a kavana that I will not eat the shirayim today. I'm full today. I already had lunch. I don't want to have... It's not good for cholesterol. I don't want to eat this today. So I'll eat it tomorrow. So then he continues to do the avoida. He's makdir the kemitza.
Right.
He's makdir the levoina.
Right.
And now he comes back to eat the shirayim because he had a kavana chutz lizman and... He was makriv the matir kimitzvasa. He did everything else kedasu chavim. So there's a chalois pigul on the shirayim. If he eats the shirayim, there's a chiyuv chorus.
Just over again. When did he have the kavana? When did he have his bad kavana, his pigul kavana?
When he did the ma'isa kimitza.
When he did the ma'isa kimitza.
That is the example that I'm giving you. I'm saying that on purpose because I want to use this as an introduction to the next part, which is the whole topic of the Daf Gemara. I gave you the simplest example, the first of their four avoidos in the Mincha. What are the four avoidos? Kemitza, Nesina Bechli, Hoylocha, and Aktara.
The Hoylocha is?
What do you mean Hoylocha? Walking with it to the Mizbeach.
To the Mizbeach. For the second Kli. The second Kli that has the in it.
Right, that's all part.
And maybe you levoin in a separately or not.
So if you're asking me a side question, is there going to be a din of a pigle on the hoylacha of the levoina?
Right.
Okay, Let's not go there. Let's be very vague. Let's not discuss that for the moment, because that's really what the Gemara is going to touch upon. Let's. I want to make the case as simple as possible, as introduction to
the halacha of the piece that he already separated when he did the kmitza. He has a halacha.
This is what he does. This is what he normally does. Right, what do you know? Let's make believe that you put the Levina on top. Let's, like we said before, you put the Levina on top. On the same Klisharis. Let's make it simple. On the same Klisharis. Make it very simple. Right. So after you do the Kemitza, you slice down. You push it to the side.
Right.
You go down. You bend three fingers. So what do you do next? You turn like this.
Yes.
You go up. Then go like this and like this.
Right.
You then take this and you put it into a klisharis. Putting it into klisharis is Kabbalah.
Okay, got it.
Okay, then what do you do next?
Let's take the Levina.
You go back and you scoop up the Levina. Let's assume you put it into the same klisharis.
Where are you doing this?
Right here, right in front of you.
Right.
Now I got a klisharis. In the klisharis is the kmitza. And the Levina.
Right.
Doing all of that was called Kabbalah.
Correct.
Now I walk. I walk whatever it takes to get to the Mizbech, to walk up the ramp, holding in my hand the Klisharis, which has in it the Kemitza and the Levina, and I pour the Kemitza and the Levina on the fire of the Mizbech.
Right.
That is called Haktara.
Okay.
Everything was done with a perfect Machshava, except the Maisa Kemitza was done with the Machshava Chutz L'Zman. The Maisa Kemitza, the first Avoida, was done with the Kavanah that tomorrow, not today, tomorrow I will read the Shirayim.
The Shirayim, and the main part is the Shirayim, the main part is the Matir, is the stuff that he's bringing to the Mizbech.
Correct. What you put on the Mizbech is the Matir. And
right,
the leftovers.
So that's where the Pigel has to be.
What do you mean the Pigel has to be? We learned this in Zvach 100 times.
Right.
You do an Avoida. There are four Avoidans.
Right.
There is Shechita, Kabbalah, Hailacha, Zrika. Right. If any one of these four Avoidas, any one or all, or any combination, there is a Kavana that you're going to eat the leftovers of the Karban, or you're going to do another Avoida, Chutz L'Zman. Either I'm going to eat the leftovers, or let's say I'm going to burn on the Mizbeach the fat, or I'm going to burn on the Mizbeach the Kemitza Chutz L'Zman, and I do it. I have to do it. If you don't do it, then there's a chesaron of kod of hamater kemitzvasa. And you do it. You go ahead, and you burn immediately, not tomorrow. You do it right away. You go ahead and you do all four avodos, So when the day is over, all four avodos were done. We're done properly.
Does not see anything.
The viewer, the observer, the inspector doesn't see anything improper.
Everything
was done according to the book.
Right.
The only problem was
the
brain or some learned the machlokes rishonim, when it says a machshav, does machshav literally mean the thought, or does a machshav mean a dibur?
Yeah.
You have to actually articulate your thought. Okay, that's a side issue.
Okay.
But everything lemaisa was done according to the book. The only thing that was not done according to, not proper, was there was a machshava somewhere along the line that you're going to do something else chutz l'zman. In our example, I'm going to eat the leftovers chutz l'zman, or I'm going to do the haktara chutz l'zman. Even though I did the haktara bizman, because if I did not do the haktara bizman, then it would not be possible for there to be pigle. But since there was a kavana, I would do it, and I did not follow my kavana. The bottom line is there was a kavana, and it was done.
And
so now there's a chalois of pigle upon the leftovers.
Right. And the time that the pigle machshava is no good is from when till when?
The kemitza. What do you mean? The potential.
Range of time?
The potential to make kemitza. From the moment of kemitza to the end of the haktara, there are four avoidos. The kemitza, the pigel can only be activated, can only be triggered during the four avoidos: shechita, kabbalah, hoylocha, zrika. By a mincha, it's kemitza, nesina b'chli, hoylocha, and haktara. Okay, so now we're done. Now enters the Gemara with the alum b'shashayla. We've been learning most of the Mesech, the whole Mesech, every time we talk about Pigel, about Gminachas, we don't even bother discussing the Levina. We cannot make believe it does not exist. Why? Because most of the time that we deal with the mincha, I mean, I shouldn't say that most of the time, but the mincha that we've been dealing with, we're making believe we're dealing with a minchas choyte. A minchas choyte does not have levoina. Who has levoina?
Nadava.
Only Nadava. So now we're in Numasachto. Now we got to learn the halachas. What about a minchas Nadava where there is levoina? It's a new factor. It's a new element that's added. And we learn it gets in the way. It gets in the way. You bring the mincha to the koyi. What do you got there on the mincha? You got there the flour, the oil, and you got the stuff there on top. What's this doing here over here on top of the mincha? What do you do? What do you do to the mincha? You put all the stuff on top, so the koyi's annoyed. I mean, I know, but the koyi, before I can do the kamitza, I got to move it away. He moves it away. He does the kamitza. And now he's not finished. More work. More work. You got to go back and pick up every little particle of the levoina, and put it on top of the kamitza, and bring it and take the whole thing together to the mizbeach. So here's the shayla. I come out to the mizbeach. I'm now putting on the mizbeach the kamitza with the sprinkles on top. Right? The kamitza with the levoina on top. And I say as follows. All the kohanim, everyone pay attention. The whole Beis HaMikdash, I'm now going to be makti on the mizbech to zachi, the kamitza and the levoina. When I put on the mizbech the kamitza on the fire, everyone should know that my kavana is, I will eat the shirayim tomorrow. But when I put on the mizbech the next second, or even together, the vasachas, the levoina, my kavana is, I will eat the shirayim bizman, nachutz bizman.
So when he changes his mind?
Not changes his mind, he makes the statement. This is what he says. With regard, when I put on the mizbeach, don't ask why he did this. Okay, I don't know. There's a medrash that says it never happened even once in the history of Klal Yisrael. It was ever pigle once. It's like the Ben Sora Moira and the Birni Dachas. Never happened. So don't ask the Kasha, what was the attack? This is the lumbus. He takes the Levoina, he takes the Kamitza, on the Kamitza Levoina, and he says, I'm now going to burn on the Mizbech two things. And I'm now within this, the last Avoid, it's my last chance to ruin it. It's my last chance to passel it. So don't want to lose a good opportunity. It's my last chance to make a problem. When I burn on the mizbeach the flour and oil, my kavana is, it should be good. I'm going to give one example. It should be good. I'm going to burn it so that I'm going to eat the shirayim 5 minutes from now. The shirayim.
Right.
But when I burn the levoina, my kavana is, I'm burning the levoina with the kavana that I should eat the same shirayim that I said 1 second ago, bizman, I'm going to eat the same shirayim, whatever is overlapping, tomorrow, chutz lizman, or vice versa. When I bring the flour, it should be chutz lizman, and when you bring the levoina, you explicitly say the levoina should be brought al manas, that I will eat the shirayim bizman. Okay?
So he's doing the levoina the good way.
Or the levoina the bad way. He's alternating between the kamitz and the levoina. The shaila is, this is called the falgin, the chatzi matir.
What does falgin mean?
You are making an attempt to make the carbon piggle.
Oh, mafalgin means
mafalgin.
Piggle or means splitting?
No, mafalgin here means, in this context, it doesn't mean a plot.
It's the same word.
Is it? Piggle? Plot.
That's gimel before the lamed.
Right.
It's different. Is it megalfin or mafalgin?
Piggle. Piggle.
Mefagel.
Mefaglin. What did I say? Mefalgin? No, it's mefaglin. Mefaglin.
Oh,
mefaglin, right. Mefalgin with a lamed is this pillar. It's the split, right. It's mefaglin. The gimel comes first. Mefaglin, which means I am making an attempt to create piggle, but I'm only making this attempt b'chatzi matir, half of the matir. What's half the matir? There are two things which have to be offered.
Right.
in order to allow me to eat the shirayim. What are the two things that need to be offered to allow me to eat the shirayim?
He has to offer
the mitzah
and the levaina. And he has a bad one.
And there, I'm only have a bimach sheva on one, but not on the other. So the question is, if you're mefagel in b'chatzi matzah, is that enough to create a chalos to go?
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah,
that's the whole daf gemara.
You mean just by the koyim, but not by the aktara.
Right.
By the levaina.
By the one, it doesn't matter. Either or, it doesn't matter. Either or. Okay, that's the whole daf gemara. We can go home now. So let's now go to the level.
The eating obviously is only on the shrine because. The other one is not even edible.
Let's read the Mishnah very quickly. Now that we have the whole story, let's read the Mishnah very quickly. Look at what it says. Dav Yud Tezayin Amud Aleph. Tezayin Amud Aleph is the Mishnah. Pigol Bikoimates Deloy Bilavoina. You see all that Hagdama, we need just to say these two words, this one line. You had a kavana to eat the shirayim chutz l'zman b'koymeitz, but v'loy b'levoina. When it came to levoina, you explicitly said, "I don't want to have any big kavana. Everything should be good and well."
Right.
Or pum plakert. Let's say b'levoina v'loy b'koymeitz. So in other words, what do you need to do in order to be permitted to eat the leftovers?
But levoina had pigol, but not b'koymeitz.
One or the other. Right. But what do you need to do in order to be permitted to eat the? So both of them serve as the matir.
Yes.
There's a double matir.
Right.
A double matir. So what is halacha? Rabbi Meir, Omer Pigel. It's good enough. If you're mefaglin, b'chatzi
matir. And if you need
matir,
a chakaris, yeah.
It's good enough. There's a chalois. There's a chalois of pigol that comes to rest upon
the shirayim. Right.
I'm a mela. If you were to now eat from that, it's like even chela, even dam, the bichiv karas pigle. It works.
That's a
mayor. Vachachamim v'chayim karas v'chamayim. No, ain by karas at sheyifagel b'chol hamatir. Since your kavan was only on one of these two, not on both, therefore it's not going to be good enough. However, there are two matirim here. There is the levoina.
It has to be both. They have to be
and
both.
And there's the kemitza.
So the pigol has to be on both.
Right. Umoidim chachamim l'Rebbe Meir. He does agree. B'minchas choyte. This over there, we look here is regard to what? Is in regard to the. What we have just discussed is in regard to what? Is in regard to
a nedava.
A nedava does not have a levoina.
No, just opposite.
Does have a levain. Very good. But what about a minchas choyte?
Yeah,
or minchas kenois? That's by
no
a seker. Where there is no second matter.
Right.
Shem pigel b'koymeitz. If you have a kavan of pigel, just the koymeitz alone, there's really nothing else to do. Shu pigel.
Of course.
Okay, we'll have to see the Gemara. The chayav, and so the Gemara is going to discuss it. The chayav, love karush, ya koymeitz, because in this instance, there's ya koymeitz sucha matir. There's nothing more than that. It's the only matir. There's nothing else to me. That's the only matter. Okay, that concludes this particular part of the mission. Now the Gemara. Now we give. Now you know.
When it says that one holds people b'chav and not karis, ain by karis actually a fagel. But what about the pigol? It's synonymous.
What?
Ain by karis and pigol. Those two words. Why do you have to say both words? Pigol and karis.
Why do you have to say good kash? I don't know the answer. Someone must talk about it. They must talk about it. I don't know the answer. Okay, it's not relevant to our discussion.
Okay.
Okay, next. Now we're going. Okay, now we're going to the Zel Bazach, the same Yisoid when it comes to Shavuos. And Shavuos, it's a little more complex now on Shavuos.
Right.
On the younger of Shavuos, what do you bring on Shavuos?
So that's for the carb shtei chalas.
Two lambs.
And
Shavuos, matzmata, the new wheat in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Mikdash, you have two lambs. And you have two loaves of bread. They're brought together. They're all brought together. Two lambs, a carbon shalamim, and two loaves of bread. Now, here we go. Shochat echad min hakevasim. They're brought together. We'll see. Let's read. We'll read what it says. Shochat, if you shecht one of the lambs, lechu, and then when you shecht one of the lambs, you have a kavana. I'm going to eat the breads, the two breads. You're not allowed to eat the breads until you bring the lambs. Until you do the zrika, the zechi of mi'ila on the shtei halechem until you do the zrika on the shnei kevasim. So when you shech the shnei kevasim, you have a kavana. You know what? I'm not going to eat the shnei. I'm not going to eat the breads today. The kohen who's in charge of bringing the shtei halechem on Shavuos for Klal Yisrael, he makes as a kavana. When I shech the kevasim, I'm not going to eat the breads today. I'm going to eat tomorrow. Chutz l'zman. So that's a machsheves pigel.
Yeah.
Now let's say you only had that machshava only by one of the lambs, one of the kevasim.
Yeah.
Not by both. So shachar echad min hakevasim with a kavana. Lechol beis chalas l'macha. Or now we're going out to a third case. Okay, we're jumping really fast now. Let's talk about the lechem aponim. When are the Kohanim allowed to eat the lechem aponim on Shabbos? They distribute the lechem aponim to the Kohanim on Shabbos. When? Well, first, the makriv on the mizbeach, the shnei bazichei levoina.
On the shulchan, the two chalas?
They take off from the shulchan.
After they burn it, then.
And they burn it.
Then
and when they burn it, then the Kohanim are permitted to eat the bread.
When are the new chalas put in?
The moment right of the old bread. They slide them on. Slide them on.
It's never empty.
Vasach. It's machlis the Gemara. It's machlis the Gemara. One opinion says it doesn't make a difference. They take it out the most, as long as the day does not go by. When it says Tomei, it's sometime on the day.
Doesn't mean literally.
There's Tomei every moment.
Every moment.
Mamish, they go and they slide them on. They slide them. You can imagine the briskas. You can imagine the briskas, how they did it. Mamish.
So what's the pshat? Anyway, different to Kim Chaim. So
what?
How do you write?
So it has to be. It has to be the different tekufos in Klal in history.
That's very good. Who says this, by the way?
Ilum says this.
Says about the lactam.
There are different tekufos.
Azoy
and this tekufa, that tekufa, and even in one tekufa, there were 24 mishmaris of Kohanim. Every
I said always.
What there was 20, there were 24 mishmaris. So the 24 mishmaris. Every mishmar had their mesora.
So you mentioned
that. Who's in charge this week?
Yeah.
Breslov is in charge. They do things their way. They have their own negunim for the shira.
Yeah.
Okay? Next week, who's in charge? The tzionim, they're in charge.
By the way, in the VM, there was, by the Levim, there was no,
what?
There was no division.
There were 20, but, there was.
By the Levim also?
There were 24 mishmaros, yes, there was.
Mm-hmm. So I thought every, just only
it's very logical to say that every family, every
mishmar, family went for a week, how long?
Week, 1 week. 1 week, the alternated. It's
so why 24? How do you figure it? Why 24?
Halacha l'moshe was seen as okay. A mesorah. There were 24 mishmaros. David, Shlomo, they divided them into the mishmaros. That's how it was.
So
it's very logical to say that each mishmar...
So 24
mishmar,
weeks. Then
each mishmar had their own unique minhagim. Own
yeah.
Unique way of doing things.
Yeah.
And everyone in respect.
Wasn't there a special family that knew how to bake the bread?
The guitarist?
No, the challah.
The challah?
Yeah,
so they only one family, so maybe they made exceptions.
Their names were...
They worked the whole year round. Maybe that family, even though they were different,
they didn't give out the secret.
They didn't give out, so maybe they worked the whole. It's not a halach mamish. You have to be. It has to be this way. This is the way it was. But there are exceptions. If a coin wants to come to the Beis Hamikdash when it's not his mishmar to bring a private carbon, bring carbon toy, he can come.
Sure,
he can come. It means generally, who's on duty? Who's on duty? The mishmaros are on duty.
They're forced to come. They have to come.
They must come. I mean, I don't know the parameters of what it means to be forced.
There's many probably in the mishmar could send some.
It was a
members.
City. Each mishmar chazal say they lived in their own city. They didn't live
so
together.
It was a huge family. It wasn't just a small.
No, it was a whole city. Each mishmar, the kinos and Tisha B'Av.
Yeah.
Each mishmar had their own city. They did not mingle. Like today, Ashkenazim don't mingle with the Sardim. Satmar does not mingle with Lubavitch.
Okay.
Breslov does not mingle with anyone. Everyone does their own thing.
Nee.
Right? Each and then each week they come and they take turns.
So, so it's to the Satmar and Lubavitch,
what?
By Lubavitch, every Shegetz is a Yid. By Satmar, every Yid is a Shegetz.
Unfortunately, okay. But this is it's very mustader. Every mishmar had their own flavor.
Yeah,
their own flavor. I mean, probably came with the only like Chabad.
But who said this?
They came with the Vimanoir.
But who said this? Very interesting. That
Tavadim shoot him.
Yeah,
I mean, the Olam says they. They talk about that. We had a whole discussion about this with the Tcheles. What is Tcheles? That Zina is wrong, and the Murex is right. Namuchuch Elu v'Elu. There's a Mamori Chazal. If your Tcheles fits into the Mamori Chazal, It fits. It works. It works. So it's kosher. There's only one techeles. There's only one fish in the whole world that's called techeles. Is that taka true?
I know somebody.
Someone will say yes.
I know somebody who dresses in wine and Shabbos. He probably knows who he is. And he has all different techeles. Not joking.
Really?
Yeah. Or first, the retina, this, that, yeah.
That's a little strange. Okay.
Yeah, it is a little strange.
Extreme. But who says only there's only one way to do things? Some will tell you yes. Some will vehemently argue no such thing. The Messiah is there is one fish, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, people, that's the Pashup Shah.
Well, forgive me, Lubam, when you say they're davening, their nusa is the right nusa.
The Ari. The Nisach Ari is Kala
Alts. The Balatanya.
Kala Alts.
He formed it. He composed.
It works everyone. It's,
did you know
it,
that
it works,
he made it?
Yeah, yeah, I know. It
he
works.
Was the one who composed
it. His nusach is Kala, all the 12 nusachos. There are 12 nusachos.
Oh, that's something that's smart. Okay, you're going to...
It's supposed to be Alfi Kabbalah, 12 nusachos and the 12 shvatim.
12 shvatim, yeah, right.
The own shar. And the Nisach Ari is Kala Alts. It's the master key. It's the master key, gets you into all the gates. Doesn't make a difference. Okay, but we don't have in the Sahari. Whatever it is, vital. Now we come to the Shel Lechem. We now come to Lechem Panim.
He checks once, yeah.
Now we come to Lechem Panim.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lechem Panim.
Now we come to Lechem Panim. Okay, Shachar.
No, we come to the Ktoiris.
Hey,
the Shreib Zichen.
Okay, Bezichen. The Bezichen is Lechem Panim. The Lechem Panim has on the table the Shnei Bezichen Levayna. Lechel to Ina. What does he say, Kavana? I only remember one of the Bezichen.
Yeah.
The Kavana, Lechel, Beis Sedanim Lemachar.
Beis Sedanim means the two.
Right, the new base. I told you now. Right.
Two
bezichen
that were laying on the
not a spoonful. It's a base. Whatever. It's a bezichen. It's a base. Whatever.
And it was put on. And it was put on
the shulchan mamish.
On the chalas. On the chalas.
It's machlokes. According to one opinion, there were two rows, six of chalas. Here. In the middle, there was empty space on the table.
There were six chalas each. Laying on the base,
on the table here, going off.
Correct.
Six chalas going
up. They're on shelves.
On shelves. And in between was empty space. And what was in the empty space? What was in this?
That's according to one opinion. Some say the vizier was on the chalas.
On the chalas.
No, the bottom one that was on the shulchan. Not on the second. No. On top of the chalas that was laying on the shulchan.
Going here.
That wasn't on the shelf. No, on the bottom.
It was resting on the bottom challah?
Correct. That's how I understood it.
In between the shelf?
No, below the shelf. One, two. Yeah, there was a one challah that was on the table. It was not on the shelf. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, could be. Okay, I'm sorry.
You're giving opinions. It doesn't matter. Okay, whatever it is. All we know, one thing is
could
for
be
sure.
Right. Everything was on
somewhere on the table, somewhere in that vicinity,
There
are shnei bazichi levayna.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're not allowed to eat the breads until the shnei bazichi levayna are makdir. The coin takes one of them. How many matidim are there?
Two
matidim. See the parallel? When it comes to a mincha, there are two matidim. There is the kenitza and the levoina. When it comes to shavuos, how many matidim are there? There are two kivasim. There are two kivasim to be matir, the two breads. Yeah. When it comes to the shulchan, there are two bazichim to be matir, the 12 breads.
Yeah.
So there are two matinim. And what are you having a kavana for? For how many of them? What are you having? You're being matir one half of the matinim.
It's going to eat, yeah.
Right.
With the kavana, that means
all eat after this
12 breads. What's this man?
And what
happens if
we're
going to
do 5 breads?
Fine, doesn't make a difference. Right, that was the mission. We didn't learn it together. That was part of kazayis. Yeah, you're right. That's not the point. The point over here is what's the matir?
Right.
The matir are the Shnei Bazichu Levoina. You're being mefaglin. You're having a kavana to create a chalais pigle. Create a chalais pigle.
The machloek is Ramayana.
And what's the chalais pigle? We're being mefaglin. What? On the chatsi matir. Only one of the bazichin.
So the same machloek is.
Same
machloek
is.
To have a
bigel
on half of it?
It would be good. That was another Mishnah. The other Mishnah says that there's the mefaglin and the mispaglin. The mifaglin is the matir, the avoid that I'm doing to create a chalais pigel, and then there is the object which becomes subject to pigel, the mispaglin. So for the mispaglin, you don't need the entire thing. As long as you have a kavan that you can eat a kezayis min hashirayim, that's enough to create a chalais pigel on the everything. Everything becomes pigel, even on one kezayis. It spreads, okay, but that's only when it comes to the mispagalin.
Okay.
When it comes to the mir, paglin, the item that you have in your hand that you're doing in avoda, the bazichin, so there is machlokes.
Yeah.
To create a chalos figel must be 100%, or can you succeed with 50%? Same machlokes. So the mishnah also hik and the bazichin lechol yemak from the bazichin lechol beis sedadim lemachar what's halacha meir oimer
figel.
Even
half of the matim chum, until after you mark the both mesichins.
Next halacha. Okay, now so next case number four. Shachad, and there's a new case.
Which carbon?
We're going back to case number two, the case of Shavuos. The Yom Tif of Shavuos. You know, we hear Shachad. Echad min akvasim lechol mimenu limach. Now the emes is. What are the shirayim? This gets really interesting. This is really long.
Before we talk about the chalas, now we're talking about.
The animal itself.
Yeah.
What happens to the animal?
You eat it. It's a shlamim. It's shalmei tzig. It's the only time a
carbon shlamim.
Certain things
are burnt on the mizbeach, no?
What, the fats.
The fats, eh?
The emurim are burnt on the mizbeach, but the basa, the bulk of the animal, is eaten by the animal.
Yeah.
So are they allowed to eat it? When are they allowed to eat it? After you makrev it. Here's a question. Do we say that since they're a team, the Torah said you bring two kivasim, so maybe the only way, the same way there's a machlekes, if with regard to the breads, when are you allowed to eat the breads? There are two breads. Both breads need both animals to be offered. You're not allowed to eat the two breads that accompany the kivasim until both animals are. So therefore, it's clear as day that each animal is a chatzimate. Clear. New Shiloh goes to Vita. What about the meat of the animal? Do we say that each animal at least is independent for itself? That I already can eat the meat of the animal as long as I do a zrika on this animal. I don't need the zrika of the other animal to be matter animal number one. The shnei kivsi atzeres. Let me take a step back.
Yeah.
You bring a carbon musaf. A musaf on Shabbos. Look at a carbon tamid. Okay, tamid. What do you bring a carbon tamid? You bring an oil, one animal, right? One animal.
The entire
band
was burnt.
You're right. That's not a good example. You're right. It's not a good example.
What about the musaf?
The musaf is either an oil or a chatos, and only one chatos.
So
echol a chatos, and then everything is the oilos. Everything else is oilos. Only one chatos. So it's not that no gea. You're right, it's not again, I think about it, it's not again. But let's hear the attack isn't very unique, this is unbelievable. It comes to the shlamim. The shlamim is the only time when you have a hechat himsa, we have more than one animal, and you get to eat it. By all of the musafim, you never eat it. It doesn't make a difference. You never eat it, because there's always oilas, you eat nothing.
Right.
When do you get to eat? Achatos. Achatos, you eat. How many chatos? Yeah, of course.
So
chatos eat.
If you have a machlokes eagle and an oila, it's not chal. If you say I'm going to eat the oila,
it is chal.
On an oila?
Yes. You're not allowed. Anyway, you're supposed to burn it, but the carbon is possible. And if you violate, if you do something crazy and eat it, then there will be three carbs. That's right.
But not eating it. Machshavas pigel. You have a machshavas pigel.
That's the first mission. The first that. Yes.
A lemais lesser, you do eat it. Chayv karas.
The answer is yes. If you have an oil, the risk is absolutely. If you have a carbon oil, you do a shechita with a kavana. I'm doing the shechita al manas. I'm going to do the burning, the hatara. Let's make it very simple. We had discussed actually a few days ago.
Yeah.
Make it very, very simple. I have a carbon oil. What am I supposed to do with carbon oil? I'm supposed to burn it. I'm going to do a shechita with a kavana. The kavana that I'm going to eat. I'm going to burn the meat of the oila on the mizbeach chutz lizman tomorrow, and then I do the shechita, the kabbalah, the hoilacha, and the zurika. There's no haktara that's part of the avodah. Only when it comes to a mincha there's a haktara that's ma'akev. When it comes to a zevach, the haktara is not ma'akev. So I did the shechita, the kabbalah, the hoilacha, and the zurika. And when I did the shechita with the kabbalah, I'm going to do the haktara tomorrow chutz lizman. When I finish doing the zrika, the oila is pigel. L'may nafkamina? If I decide now to eat the meat, am I allowed to eat the meat?
No.
On a normal, on a regular carbon oil, if I eat the meat, am I chayav? On a regular carbon oil, if I eat the meat, am I chayav karas?
No.
Chayav karas. Chayav aloysa, I say. have a loisase.
But this on a regular,
you have chorus. Because I have wanted to do an avoido chutz b'zman shezachalois on the basar chorus. So I'm not supposed to eat the meat. I'm supposed to burn the meat. And in this case, I'm supposed to throw it under the base adeshen. But if in this instance I were to eat the meat, there would be a chiyuv karas. Because I have created a chalois pigul upon this carbon. Even though it's strange, because it's an oil that's meant to be burnt. The common examples of pigul are more nogea, shlamim, something which you eat. Okay?
But you said pigul is only, it's unusual about pigul, it wants to be the only thing that's
awesome. Separate issue. That's
so
a
here
separate issue.
So here it's not awesome anyway, you can't eat an oil.
No,
so
in the avoida, that the din that the only Israel can be not is in the maisa avoida. Running out of time. Let's go get okay, Gilead. We have the Shnei Kivsiata, the Shavuos. How many kvasim are you offering on Shavuos?
Two.
Now, we just finished saying that when it comes to the breads, the breads may not be eaten until both of the lambs have been offered. So both of the lambs serve as a matir for the breads. What about the lambs for each other? Am I allowed to already begin to eat the meat of one lamb before I shech the other lamb? I do a shechita on the first keves. And guess what? The knife falls on the floor after I do the shechita and it breaks. So they have to get another knife. Okay, it takes them 2 hours to get another knife. In the meantime, I'm very hungry. Can I eat the one that we just shechted? Can I eat it right away? Or do I have to be makir of the second keves to be makir of the first keves?
Okay.
Because the Torah says to bring them as a team. The Torah says they're shnei kivasim. When it comes to the breads, it's poshut that you cannot eat the breads until you offer both of the kivasim. Yeah. But what about the keves itself? The keves is not an oila. The keves is not a shlamim. Shlamim, you eat a shlamim. So can I eat the keves itself without waiting for the second keves? L'may nafkamina, can I eat one another? Is one a matter for the other? If I have a kavano when I shech one keves, then I'm going to do the other keves chutz l'zman, is there a chalois pigle on the other keves, or even on this keves? That's the question. If we view them to be completely separate entities, and there's no way machshava with regard to one can have any effect upon any. It's a nonsense. If I have a, I'm doing the shechit over here, and I'm having a kavar, I'm going to do this later on, the other one. Nonsense. And if, let's say, I ruin it for this one, I shech this one, the kavar, that I'm going to eat this one, chutz l'zman, has no effect on the other. This tacha becomes pigle.
Right.
This becomes pigle, but not that one.
Right.
Because they're completely independent.
Right.
Or maybe
that's what the Mishnah says.
Maybe we should say they're one unit, one team.
But the Mishnah says, no, they're separate.
The Mishnah here says, Shach, anachim mechim mechim lechem mimenu l'machar. So who pigle? It's pigle.
On this keves,
I'm going to eat this keves l'machar. This is then who? No machloikis.
So the second one.
And
while he was shechted, he said he was going to eat the second one.
The second one of
Chutzman.
So does that machshava have any significance? Why not? It's nonsense because it's not connected.
Correct.
In order for the machshava to have
right.
have
it has to be at the set.
It has to be on the carbon you're dealing with.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's not.
What about what your question was? Can you eat one? No machshava raw.
Oh,
can
it's totally zed zed. So the answer is yes. So is that exactly what the question is? That
you can.
You can exactly. If you were to tell me you can't, that would be indication
that
there
maybe there's pigle in one against
the other. Oh, now the father and this fagel, one against the other. But now that you're saying, that there's no shaykhis one to the other, so obviously you can eat one right away. You don't have to wait right away. That's the kavasa before. Four different questions here in this mission. Okay, this is one more minute. Let's see. I'm a Rav.
Machloikis.
Shanos Zakonetz B'shtika. Now he does over now. Now I'm going back to the very, very first case. The very first case over here is when you put him in his back. This is the whole the separate issue. When you put him in the two matirim. What are the two matirim? There is the kemitza and the levoina. So we said I had kavanah for one, but not for the other. Now I told you to make the case very, very anticipating this Gemara, to make it very simple where the guy makes an announcement. when it comes to the kmitza, everyone should know, no doubt about it. Al kavono chutz lezman. Rabbi Yisai, make it a little bit clear what I'm going to do. The levoina. I'm going to do it l'shma mamish kedasu chedor. I say it to you more than that. But let's say he says, first thing we're going to do, Rabbi Yisai, is the kmitz, and the kmitz is going to be chutz lezman. And then we'll do the levoina. So he did not say what his intent is with regard to the levoina.
He leaves the one blank.
What?
He leaves the other side blank.
So do we say, well, you're on a roll? You're on a roll. Once you started off with the kavana chutz lezman, so it's avi. So that means that when you come to the second, when you come to the levoina, you also did the chutz lezman.
Yeah.
Now you only can say that if you had the kavana on the first one. Then you can debate.
Yeah.
But if your kavana was on the second one, on the first one, then there's no debate. The Gemara's maskana is an incredible chiddush. You know what happened in the Gemara's maskana? Is there are two kohanim. One kohen makes an announcement, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm putting on the mizbeach, the kmitza chutz lezman. And a different kohen burns the levoina.
Yeah.
So there you can't go tell me that the kavana of one kohen goes to the other kohen. They're two separate people.
Uh-huh.
They have a mind of each other.
And that's where the machloek is.
All right.
However, if it was...
it was the same kohen.
It was shoysik.
And the first one he did, chutz lezman, and the second one was quiet.
Right.
We have a right to assume that the kavon of chutz lezman continues.
Right.
So the Mishnah...
has to be discussing the case where there are two kohanim who burned. Each one did the kmitza, one did the levoina. So then the kavan of one does not necessarily have an effect on the other kohen.
And therefore that's where there's a machloikis.
Oh, exactly.
But if it was one kohen
who did
then
both,
they would all agree,
and he started off no good.
Right, then we all agree that it's no good.
Then it's no good because we assume the kavan extends into the, even though he was quiet. Once you've made a statement, you've made a revelation, right. That's where it goes.
Shkaya.
You like the style of learning even though we don't do very much? You like the style of learning even though we don't do very much? No?